Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana, and welcome to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com, and we have Kenneth in the control room, probably playing with his dog Trigger there, to answer any calls that might want to call in. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Before I get going... We have some very high gusts of wind over here right now, and I'm not sure if we might get a power failure from lines arcing or something like that, but it actually blew both of my home doors open, one downstairs and the one upstairs here. I thought it was getting cold in the house. The wood stove wasn't putting out, but anyway, I shut my front door here, and about 20 minutes later there, I went down and checked the fire there, and sure enough, the kitchen door had blown open. That was a heck of a gust that hit the house here. So, anyway, not that the house is built cheap either. So... I have a holiday note here. This is on the cusp of Thanksgiving or like that for all of our listeners here. But you remember Gordon Ramsay, who did the series Kitchen Nightmares. And he went over all these, you know, it went well, not only here, but also in the UK with the UK's Kitchen Nightmares, too, you know. But I'm bringing this up because I recall in a series that Ramsay was invited to help these restaurants or owners to reform their businesses or themselves before they went bust. And this includes the more greasy part in that doing so that restaurants were told to either, you know, shut it down. That's how bad they were. So, again, I say this from restaurants that asked, for, you know, they were the sorry, they were restaurants that actually asked for help. Now, go back and think about how many haven't asked for help like that. So, you might think of that coming with eating out with the families and stuff as the holidays progress here and everything like that. I usually go into a bathroom in a place first to check it out, like a trip down to Las Vegas, New Mexico to see my ex-father-in-law, I guess you'd call him there, but we'd stopped in Denver at a KFC down there, and there was a urinal trail from the bathroom clear back to the kitchen, just one little path back and forth. And I told my wife and kids, I says, I refuse to eat there. But that should be something to keep in your mind there, that most restaurants don't ask for help, and they're all there for profit. If you notice the Ramsay show, he even highlights that, where like a steak, it's sold for four times its actual cost. And this is where I'm getting in tonight's show here, because... I can't think about how bad corporations are getting anymore, and you'll see as I go on there. So, I mean, it's like ordering a loaf of a side of toast, about $1.25 in most areas, could be more. And of course, at that price, you could go out and buy a whole loaf. And I mention this because we see the hard economic times that we're in right now. CBS today, I was listening to a local news station here on Kerr Country Radio, which is a darn good radio station for old country western music. Anyway, they said that most people this Christmas season are expected to spend $900 on gifts. Sure. retail sales are so far down, it's pathetic. And of course, who do they blame? They're blaming China right now because they are exporting less. Why? Because Americans aren't spending $900 a piece on gifts. They haven't been doing anything like that, you know. And they showed you a few select scenes of this Black Friday, little mob scenes and stuff, you know. But that shows you the cusp of greed, you know. But Dave on his X-22 report outlines this in full detail, exactly how many places are failing, how many are closing the doors even before Christmas. And it just shows you that the what they keep presenting is all fiction. And that reminds me, my wife used to say, you know, something about going out for breakfast like that. So that's two adults and three kids. And the kids get special menus a lot of times like that, but the adults don't. They have to pay full price. And I always told her, I said, well, gee, for $10, I can go out and buy a loaf of bread, a 5-pound bag of spuds, a dozen eggs, even some butter, and a thing of bacon. At that time, it was, you know, that cost about $10 to feed a family of five. So why go out, spend the gas money, everything like that? But I was more thrifty. But anyway, thinking back on that, my friend Blueberry Indica and I were laying here thinking about, if you caught that, how cheap America has gotten. I used to traverse back and forth between Las Vegas and Montana here to see my uncle and family back in the olden days when most of them were still alive. But in traveling, though, you know, you wear out your eight-track tapes, have to stop in at some secondhand store and try to find another one. And, of course, on down the road you went listening to Conway Twitty or Waylon and Willie or something like that. But anyway, I was driving from Montana down into back to Vegas down Highway 93 there, and I got into Twin Falls, Idaho. And I got out, and I started pumping my gas, and this guy, the service station attendant, comes out screaming. And I mean, he was screaming at me, you know, asking, you know, what did I think I was doing? And, of course, his voice, I bet you, could be heard quite a ways down the Snake River there, down the canyon, at least reverbing all through there. But he proceeded to tell me how that back then that it was illegal for anyone else to pump their own fuel. And even thinking for that moment, it kind of left me with like tendonitis today because I said, remembering that, it's like these reverbs are going there. But you know, I pondered this a little bit there, thinking, you know, as that WTF moment kind of ensued as I was thinking about that guy telling me that it was illegal there, and then I compare that to today. So when you think about how you used to pull into a service station and this young attendant usually would come running out there and he'd ask you for what kind of fuel and how many dollars, and you would tell the person, and he would zip back there and put the pump in the, you know, the gas thing in the car there and start your fuel flowing. And instantly he'd be back at your window again asking you, would you like your oil checked or your tires or whichever, like that, you know. And that was kind of like a physical reminder that, you know, hey, you know, when's the last time I checked my oil? And, of course, had you got out yourself and checked and looked at, say, your tires, the inflation, the wear, whatever like that, you might possibly fend off something that might be coming in the future. And I'm summarizing this whole thing around how our government functions today. And you can imagine this service attendant properly there at all your needs and stuff. And Americans today have had all their needs totally neglected while these big corporations make these multi-billion or trillion dollar contract and deals. And this government, I think, has, you know, it's a federal corporation. And I think it as a service vehicle for us, basically, has been oiled too much, probably by actual military wars that have made very lucrative people, lucrative businesses and bonuses, as well as all the other attached lobbyist profits that they receive. And they've made money. That's like with Susan Rice that makes $174,000 working for the State Department and had $50 million in the bank. It's all profit there. But anyway, I was thinking about that, laying here thinking there about some, and I'll call him a whack job just for, you know, but imagine there's some guy here in any state, United States, and he's sitting there in his garage with probably a 1968 blue Metallica painted mint condition Ford Mustang. And he might go out there just to crank it up and go, vroom, just to, you know, blow some smoke out of the tailpipes or something like that, and sit there and just imagine how it was years ago when he used to drive a car like that or had a car like that, and it was prestige for him. Could have been out running down the California beaches or whatever like that. But back then, of course, cars didn't come with idiot lights. That's why the necessity for service was needed. And that's where most of people would get out there and they check the oil, brake fluid, power steering fluid, whatever like that. And they check the wear on their tires, the old penny with the Lincoln head on it like that. If your tire was too thin, like, you know, but we were all kind of programmed this. And down the road, this started to further go away. Now you see these service stations are not service stations, they're convenience stores. And you're supposed to zip in there, fill up your tank, run in there and grab a pop, chips, whatever like that, and drive off down the road there. And, of course, you forgot to check your oil or anything like that until you're zipping down the freeway at 75, 80 miles an hour like that. Some places might be more, some places might be less. Who knows? Depends what highway you're on, where the cops are at. But anyway, you're zipping down the road there, and your engine light comes on, your heat gauge slams over to the high like that, and you're stuck on the side of the freeway, 2 o'clock in the morning, whatever like that, and you're wondering, where am I going now? And, of course, a proper service plan would have been great. And I'm kind of formulating this the way this government is working today. It's been going for years with zero maintenance. Oh, yeah, there's an input here. But the parties never change. They're on both sides like that. And, of course, they have been benefiting corporate America only, making deals for corporate America. And they have left the people out. They have stripped more and more from the people. Like I had mentioned before on this show, back in the 70s and the 80s, we had strong unions. We had 40 hours a week. We had paid health and dental. Nowadays, you can't get that. It's the employee. And back on the scenario of this whole thing here, it's like eating in a restaurant again. The employer, I guess he employs the so-called employee just for the time waiting between tables, because it's your tip that is basically supposed to be telling the gal that, or guy, or whatever nowadays, that that they are to be tipped for doing their job, for taking your order and bringing it to the table. In the meantime, the person that owns the business, they're getting tax cuts and everything like that, and now they are able to subsidize pay and stuff because of the input of tips. So basically you, the employee of the U.S. government, are paying the tab and also the tip on everything. And you'd think people would wake up to that. But nowadays, like I say, these idiot gauges, once they signal, it's one thing. But unfortunately, parts, all that stuff, even a computer to read things costs money, or to take it in to have it serviced like that, you know. Everything in this country is developed around commerce. Even if you want to go out to a park, I mean, you could walk somewhere like that, but nowadays you need permits or whatever like that to enjoy anything, just as here in the state of Montana. I always have them take off the park tax that they put on there annually every year for me to so-called go out and enjoy our national parks. I thought they were our national parks to begin with. And now you find out more and more that big corporations are moving into the parks and they're either starting to drill or look for something else there in these parks. And it's supposed to be your national park. These are all left for us and our children's children and everything like that. Anyway, I should ask you, though, you know, like, why shouldn't a corporation forewarn you by sending you a reminder that, say, their latest spyware embedded in the computers has detected that you didn't change your oil or check your cap on the brakes or the power and like that for whatever fluids? not, you know, like say the repair cost are one thing. And if you want to do it yourself, that's okay like that. But the special tools that are needed to replace those parts are going to be outrageous too, you know. Like I say, though, everything is related to commerce. It's like buying a brand new phone, computer, whatever electronic device. And, of course, they always ask you if you want the extended service. And usually the regular service ends the minute you turn it on. And that's how it is. So, I mean, that, and it's all built around what I've talked about before about replacement, more commerce. Like, say, the old TVs in the old days, you used to open the back of the TV there by the tube there, and there'd be a schematic on the back of the panel there. Nowadays, none of that's there. That's right, Granny. So anyway, for our government, though, most Americans haven't been checking it regularly. They've been going on with their own lives, running into the convenience store, buying the pop, the coffee, whatever like that, you know, and the chips, whatever like that, getting fat, sat, you know, all lazy. And that's why we're in this problem we are today. And, of course, instead of the government addressing these issues or the people getting out there and demanding more government reform, like you see in other countries where they're in the millions of marching and stuff, here we're being distracted by who's being touchy-touchy or who's the new drama or the new queen, you know, that's going on like that. And in lieu of that, another big, huge pedophile ring has been busted with over 900 arrests, 300 kids saved. And the show's going to have a little bit more about that today, about these kids and stuff. I mean, it's getting it's worse than an epidemic anymore. Anyway, back on to commerce here. Trump's Asia trip here was for securing profits for corporate America only. And as I mentioned that before, United States is a federal corporation by law. He could have flown to 24 countries in lieu of the 12 and still only came back with the same thing. And now we see this latest new tax cut. It's going to benefit these big corporations. And these are the same ones that you'll find out that these service jobs, whether it's a waiter, a floor personnel or like that, they're the ones that pay the least. I mean, you might get an advancement if you work at McDonald's to what, a shift manager or something like that. But anyway, these stores and stuff are closing rapidly, and the numbers, as I outlined earlier, or I thought I might have already, but on the X-22 report, Dave gives a fiscal standing about where this country is for its so-called time of the year, fourth quarter, and what Americans are really spending and what they're not. And, of course, like I say, blaming China for something the United States isn't buying. And this isn't just the United States. This is all over the world, and we can see it all through Britain and any of these Western-aligned countries that are tagged by this Federal Reserve dollar system. But anyway, as these people from these businesses are being laid off, you have to remember that with each, it could be an apartment, it could be a house that's foreclosed on, it could be a car that's repossessed, which may be the only means of support for a family to get to a doctor or whatever like that, whatever's needed like that. And the corporations don't care because they just want you to sink yourself into more debt. And this is the same premise of like, well, can I use my Visa card to pay my MasterCard? You know, this is how they've got the psyche of Americans. So in lieu of that, I wanted to say you should have read the warranty in the fine print. That's how commerce is. And when you have a country that deals only with commerce, it only secures that. I was watching a movie on Netflix here on the Mekong Delta there, talking about how much rice is produced down there, and the state down there buys it at a set price, and those people slave and slave and slave like that. But the United States buys most of Vietnam's rice. And you look at the working conditions that they have over there, and many people don't sit back and look at when you're in service what you have to have, like where cows come from. Most people go to a store and they think, you know, the cow was there already and sliced up for you, you know. But you go out and you watch these farmers farming these cattle and stuff, and how dangerous of a job it is getting kicked by a bull or whatever like that, you know. The feeding all through wintertime, the frozen equipment, it's hard to get going. A lot of this stuff, people just don't understand what goes on because they're fed this illusion. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Anywhere you go.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back to Republic Podcast. You're listening to Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and the winds seem like they might have died down a little bit here, which is good for now. But I want to say one more thing about profit here. You might soon be going to your bank or credit union, and the screen will come on there and say, you know, that, hi, Becky Campbell. We notice that you have a front parking light app, you know, out, and that your car's emissions are not allowed by law. I'm not kidding. But anyway, so... Then the teller will say, you know, like, please wait as we address your fines and such like that, and also your transaction. Have a nice day. You can pick whether it's going to be in a male voice or anything like that. And the party behind the mic says that my name is Brenda if you have any further issues. But anyway, well, the phone lines are open, by the way. Anyway, I want to get into the news here because, you know, The only way I can get through every day like that is I try to find humor in everything. You can ask my friends that know me on Twitter, and they're like, I'm always cracking jokes about something. Usually they're one-sided or something like that. But laughter is the only way to get through things. So anyway, we have two callers online. I'll take Carl. He'll be the longest here because I've taken them to the bottom of the break. But go ahead, Carl. Good evening. How's things over there in Canada today?
I think your wind has made it over here, Keith.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's Al Gore breathing, I think.
Yeah, it's like we were teasing back and forth with Jane down in South Carolina. You know, at least we don't have Gore running around right now talking about his global warming and his carbon credits.
Yeah, an inconvenient idiot.
Yeah, you hit on a key word there. U.S. is all about commerce.
Well, that's all I can tell, you know, Carl. People go off the grid and they get their homes, everything seized. It's life by subscription.
World War One and World War Two were both fought mainly because UK and France could not compete with Germany.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to shut them down so they could compete. And then here we are after World War Two, 75 years, and Germany's the biggest economy in Europe. You know, you can't take the genes out of those people. You know, they just keep building, they keep moving.
Well, remember what Churchill said. When Churchill said that the war in Germany was not about tyranny and fascism, it was about Germany's economy.
Yeah, it was about commerce. It was an economic preventative measure. And even James A. Baker told that to Der Spiegel magazine in 1992 when he was Secretary of State. And most people missed that article. You know, he said, "We made a monster of Hitler." World War II was fought as an economic preventative measure.
You know, Carl, that's why I have that intro on my show there about Germany, because it was one of the powerhouses. And that's why exactly with the pride, culture, the commerce, that a country can rebuild itself, and that is what they do not want worldly.
No.
They
Japan did it. Japan rebuilt. Germany rebuilt. But it goes even deeper, like 9/11. What did the United States want in Afghanistan? One, they wanted the pipeline called the Trans-Afghanistan Pipeline. They lost. If they had the pipeline, they would have been the dominant players in what's the CIS region, which is the largest natural gas and oil region on the face of this planet. They lost that. That's all going back to China and Russia, primarily Russia. They also wanted natural resources, lithium, rare earth elements. And it was hilarious. While they're over there prosecuting their war on terror, China goes in there and walks off with the biggest copper mine deposit in that entire part of the world.
Yeah, and also remember this too, Carl, that whenever you talk about them minerals, whether it's over in Afghanistan or down in all through Africa, you usually find these child slave laborers doing the jobs.
Exactly.
And then, of course, you're inundated on TV about Save the Poor Children.
Yeah. But, you know, even in my book that came out in 2004, there's a phrase in there, and I said it with a tongue in cheek. It was Cheney was talking about Africa. And I made the comment. I said, "Oh, Jane, see Dick run to Africa."
All right, stay on here, Carl. We got another break here. We'll be right back, okay? All right, hang on there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to our public broadcasting network with On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're talking with Carl, and we have Chance in West Virginia right after that. So, Carl, go ahead and continue there, and I had something else to add after that. Go ahead.
Okay, but I mean, you can dig to the bottom of Iraq, Syria, Libya, even what they're trying to do over here in Ukraine. It's all about somebody's commerce, and it's qui bono, who benefits.
And that's what I was saying. Just look at the country's GDP, and you'll see why they're there.
D.C. Yeah, that's what's running Washington, D.C., the people that want that money. They want the profits, and they go in, they lie, they create a war, and they go over there. But what has happened? And this is where you really start to wonder if there's any intelligent life in D.C. They have not won anything. They have racked up over $12 trillion in debt and growing. And instead of backing up and saying, what's wrong with our business plan, they just keep going
service
straight
warranty.
Ahead, full speed.
It's a service warranty.
You should have read the fine print on government.
Oh, I know. I know, but I mean that's what's ridiculous to me is, you know, and the people, you know, I see it every day on Twitter. I see it in the news. Some of the dumbest comments or dumbest positions. It's like they don't They don't get it. That's why I report so much on my Twitter about Zero Hedge. If you read those charts and know what you're reading, you know, we're headed into a financial Armageddon.
Well, you know, I think that, Carl, seriously, I mean, I have a daughter that's well awake. I have two other ones that think a religion will help them out or something like that. But the point is when we're young, we don't think about the future. We're invincible. We go out and we take stupid, like these kids that do parkour and these motocross things, and they go out there and they, or skateboard, and they flip over and bust their face and stuff like that. It's all, they live for the now. Same thing when you're all up through your 20s there, where going out on the weekends and finding partners and stuff, you know. They don't think that far in the future. But now that we have, and we look back at what we're supposed to be leaving our kids, they're not going to have anything that we had.
That is true. You know, did you see that video I posted about the job interview for a millennial?
No, I didn't see that one, Carl.
Yeah. Oh, you got to go back and look at it. It's on Zero Hedge.
Okay.
That is so true. I've interviewed some people that just got out of university, and I'm sitting there looking at them like, you know, I don't even know what planet you're from.
Yeah.
It's really strange. It's, when you're young, you know, you think you're invincible. You don't think about the future. But once you get up to a certain age, you have responsibilities. You don't have a choice.
Right.
And, well,
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is you've got so many kids now that got out of college, couldn't find a job, and they're in their 30s and still living in mom and dad's basement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they and still have not faced the responsibilities, and they still act like they're 12 years old.
Well, I won't mention a certain party there, but I'll say a friend over in Missouri, you know, when her daughter wires her home for money and stuff like that, the constant cost of that, and the kids... I remember how we went out. We were trained early. We started mowing lawns. And, of course, back then you could sell lemonade and stuff. Nowadays you need a license permit for everything like that, you know. But we became the entrepreneurs of the next generation. Nowadays people are told to sit on their butts and do nothing, let the state take care of them.
When I was 14, I did this twice a week. I had 24 yards, 12 on each side of the street. It took me 2 days to get it done. But, you know, I was making a lot of money even at 14 years old. Mowing, edging, trimming, doing the bushes, everything, and 24 consecutive yards, 12 on one side and 12 on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Now, I remember my son when he was like that same age. You think I ought to mow the yard? I said, yeah, you need to go mow the yard. And then when he got up 16 or 17, well, Dad, we're living in a $1 million house. I need to go get a job. I said, It's not that I need you to get a job to take a load off of me. I want you to learn the value of money and what it takes to earn it.
That's why it was called chores back then. We were assigned chores. It was to make sure something was completed, to give us drive, energy, motivation, you know.
Oh, after my son broke down and mowed the yard, you know what he did? He intentionally broke one of the rear wheels off the lawnmower so he wouldn't have to do it.
Does he know Rahm Emanuel? Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. Yeah, but anyway, I'll let you take your other callers. But you hit on the key word. It's all about commerce, and they don't care how many they kill to get those profits.
Well, okay, well, if you keep listening, you'll see that this is all a distraction from what's really going on. So, but anyway, but yeah, hey, thanks for calling in. I always appreciate your calls. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Have a good evening, sir.
All right, my best to you there. Chance in West Virginia, welcome to RVN here.
Yes, hello, Mr. Rogers. Boy, you brought back some memories from my boyhood. When you mentioned the gas stations,
mm-hmm.
I remember, over half a century ago, I would say.
Or you're Andy Griffith there yourself, goober.
When my daddy pulled in the gas station, they'd clean the windshield, check the oil. You remember the days they gave free drinking glasses when the gas fill up?
Free coffee, too.
Green stamps, S&H, I think plant
S&H
stamps.
Green stamp, yep.
Yeah, my mama used to collect those. And you know, I've been thinking about this for a while. Thanks for bringing back those memories, by the way. I'm thinking, I remember wooden nickels, but for the life of me, I can't remember where they gave them out in
We saw him in Las Vegas a lot.
I think it was drive-in movies. I can't remember. I was a little boy then, but do you remember those wooden nickels?
Yeah, we used to see him in Las Vegas there.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, sometimes they tried passing him off as chips.
Yeah, I remember when I was a little boy up north. You know, I'm originally from up north. I can't remember where I got my hands on them. But, oh, and do you remember when the gas station attendants also wore uniforms in some gas stations?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, and they were courteous, too.
Yep, they were courteous. Boy, the times have changed. It brings a smile to my face to go back to those days. Thank you, by the way.
Well, remember this, Chance. Today, it's all made for commerce because, see, you're supposed to not know these idiot lights, what they do and all their functions because it's all proprietary software and everything like that. And if one sensor breaks down, that sensor costs $100-some dollars. And so you'll run the car a little bit longer. And, I mean, by the time you really get pulled to the side of the road or like that, you know, the car is shot.
And you know what's worse? Half the time those sensors are wrong. It's usually a diode in the sensor that just goes off, and there's actually nothing wrong. So, you know, you can't win for losing half the time.
Well, speaking about diodes, in ham radio, you know that a transistor is not three gay nuns.
Exactly. Thanks for rekindling those memories. Wow.
All right. Well, you know, my problem, Chance, is if you can't tell, I'm fed up with society. I'd rather just hang around dogs. I mean, I can't believe people act the way they do today and expect respect and everything else, you know.
I can't either. This is why I fled the North and moved to West Virginia 10 years ago and said, the hell with it. I couldn't take the city life.
Yeah. Yep. I was watching a show on Netflix.
Have a nice...
All right, yeah, go ahead there. You take care, okay?
Have a
Thanks
nice night. Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. I was watching a show on Netflix there where it shows these fur traders or trappers up there in Alaska braving the 40 below weather and stuff, and about how this all came about because of those little top hats that they used to use back in the early 1700s and stuff that everyone was adorned with, you know. But the hats are made out of beaver. And but anyway, the fur trading has taken over. Nowadays, corporations, again, they've amassed these great big huge mink farms and stuff. Why go to Alaska? Just breed it here, you know. And, of course, slaughter, whatever like that, because, you know, those pelts and stuff still cost great money today. You know, of course, it's commerce. And, of course, you're lured, just like Christmas and stuff, you're lured to believe that you need that ultimate computer or a new game or something like that. You know, you can't sustain your life without having the latest iPhone or whatever like that, you know. There was a commercial on TV for iPhone the other day, and the iPhone guy that was CEO in the thing there, ask how many people had a cell phone, and everyone except two held up a phone, and he says market saturation. So they'll be off to some other thing, trying to target some other venue, some other users, like seeing little kids walk around with a cell phone in their hand. I will admit, back in my day, we had radios in our hands. But anyway, so this propaganda stuff is really getting bad. What DC is trying to throw on RT and other organizations. There's a good story about that in the Guardian about the depth of hypocrisy involved in this Western propaganda about RT, and of course that's coming from a British paper too. But Russia, in or maybe just some humor, mentioned that they might add McDonald's to its foreign agents list, citing the GMO issues, that they might be a security risk for Russia. So there's some Russian humor for you there. And I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I like the crash-up ones like that because I get involved with EMT work like that. You like to see how metal crunches and stuff. You don't like to see the loss of life and stuff, but more and more and more, it seems like no one cares about life, so I worry about dogs more. But I was thinking of these videos where these people confront the police about their constitutional rights, and this is in lieu of a video that came out on 17 cops that were caught cheating on the police exam, and they were, you know, sleeping at work. Nobody gets fired. And, of course, these are the same ones that are writing tickets for the government that are issued under statutes or mandates, whatever like that, some laws. There's only like 10 or 11 laws actually on the book. But anyway, But how can you explain your constitutional rights to a cop that is always cheating on their own exams? I mean, it shows you that either the stress level, the work level, or the fact that they're really not into their jobs and they're just there to get the paycheck. Anyway, again, this is interesting here because Amazon and CIA are this came out about two or three years ago, and that's when I stopped using Amazon, when they started talking about AT&T's collusion with the CIA and this cloud-based server with Amazon. And it's a $600 million contract to Amazon to build this intelligence agency's cloud-based computing region that highlights Amazon's rapacious growth. But it goes on like that. But you can Google and see that the CIA and others have had, and NSA and others, have had access to Europe's cloud-based servers for years. And this is without warrant and stuff. Of course, it's done by the FISA here in the United States. But we actively know, just like this so-called scandal with Trump and everything, with the Russian dossier and all this stuff, that British intelligence routinely shares with American as well as Israeli and all this stuff. So the whole intelligence community is sharing, and that way that one person can't say, well, I wasn't doing the stealing, that country did it. And of course, if Russia did it or someone else like it, oh, I got to bomb them, you know. But on top of all the things I mentioned last week, there was another, that Navy destroyer that had got hit over there just in the Philippines there. Did a little damage, not much there, but the tugboat that hit it limped off. And, of course, you wonder how a tugboat got so close when you think of the USS Cole and stuff, that you think that the even on the awareness that people would be watching for that. But the multi-billion-dollar heap of barely floating crap, the USS Zumwalt, broke down again. And, I mean, time after time, we're hearing about the Navy's problems, these air helicopters dropping out of the sky, the latest airplane that flew off the USS Reagan over there that crashed and three were still missing. Again, we are basically being pushed like service personnel, and I doubt that CFR. But anyway, we're being pushed like service personnel, and the military is the same way. Remember, Henry Kissinger said that military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. And we see that when they come back from these illegal fought wars, and the Veterans Administration gives no assistance, 307,000 die. The annual, what is it, every 65 minutes, a veteran of some sort, whether current or former, or like that, has committed suicide. The $6 billion that the recent tab on all the SSRIs and stuff. And, of course, this is just to sedate people, just like a television is. And I long for the old days, like when I watched or listened to these old reels from the 1930s of others that talked about what was coming and that they could see in their day. And this is right during the Great Depression. They knew things were bad, and yet others, I guess, just didn't want to look at it until the massive soup lines and lines for milk for your kids started, or a priest handing you a nickel, you know. Don't people see what's coming? And Mike Rivero has highlighted that quite a bit, the fact that the United States in all of its splendor looks like the government itself, like the Soviet Union, is headed for a collapse. And we see that not only within the government, but the massive scandals, the banking issues, that they can't sustain this debt. And, of course, the first thing on their mind always is, well, let's go out and bomb someone, you know. And I feel sorry for those in the Navy with all these naval issues like that. I mean, I couldn't sit on the sidelines chanting, go Navy, go Navy. I mean, these, they're like pawns out on these ships and stuff that are blinded. They have no radar or something like that, you know. And, of course, if it was your son or daughter, I'm not sure if they have women in the Navy yet because I don't know if they've renamed the head yet. But anyway, if they were on those ships, and wouldn't you have some concern for them? I mean, it's all – I have nothing against defending this country, you know. But you don't do it from 5,000 or 6,000 miles away in some other Gulf. You know, just like right now they're talking about Iranian boats are coming to the Gulf. Well, big deal. The U.S. boats have been over in the Persian Gulf for decades and won't leave, you know. That's why you keep having all these squabbles back and forth, you know. But anyway, so back onto that now. With all the government stuff, we see that more and more we're being distracted. And a lot of it right now is with these pedo rings, the deviant sexual behavior from the Congress and senators. We have it locally here in Montana, too. But now we also see that historically now, like Carl had brought out earlier in one of his tweets there, that the one of the ex-Clinton Foundation's officials were tied to this Chinese kindergarten. And I'll tell you more about this Chinese kindergarten in a second. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And my awesome dog Milo is leaning against me on the back here. He feels nice and warm. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana on RBN. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, before the break there, I was mentioning this ex-Clinton Foundation official was tied to this Chinese kindergarten that was embroiled in this bizarre sexual abuse scandal. That article can be found on Zero Hedge. But in lieu of that, Chinese parents are demanding answers to kindergartner abuse claims. And this is where the Chinese authorities are investigating allegations that children were abused and molested at a kindergarten in Beijing run by a U.S.-listed company. Like I say, everything that we're seeing in the media today is suddenly all this stuff about sex and why? Because sex sells. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of deviant sex in the world, and there's a lot of, and I'm adamant about a lot of crap there because of things in my life. But we can't seem to find the root of the problem. It's because those in government have lowered the ages of sexual consent in all countries, and in some, the level of so-called partners is less than 10 years apart. So you can have a 16-year-old son out there having sex with a 26-year-old boy or man, and it's supposed to be legal, you know. But it just shows you that the morality of the world is dropping, and that's probably why, and I hate to accuse millennials of this, but they have been fed in and indoctrinated into this by TV show after TV show of all these different groups. I mean, for us, it would be different if we saw Laurel from Laurel and Hardy dressed in a dress. But all through the programming of TV, I don't care if it's McHale's Navy or anything like that, Barney Fife, everyone seems like they have to dress as a girl. Even, what's his name, killed himself here, Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. I mean, this social engineering is what is doing everything. And I guess some people would say, hey, man, that looks cool, you know. But it shows you that things that are so-called normal today, boy, that wind's kicking up, things that are normal today just weren't even mentioned when we were younger and stuff. And today they're passing laws that if you misgender someone, like I've mentioned before, like if you say, ma'am, could I have more coffee? And this guy turns around and says, oh, I'm not a ma'am. Well, you look like one. They haven't made their transition yet, you know. But, why is this constant hype on the sexual stuff? Well, and they keep feeding it, too. It's like they're looking for stories. Now we see over in Afghanistan, and if you haven't watched the movie on YouTube, on PBS called the Dancing Boys of Afghanistan, you should probably watch it. I think it's just about an hour long there. And look who's in the crowd. Anyway, I've got a break coming up here, but over there, the American service members are not obligated to report any criminal sexualization of any of the young boys over there. They can actually be reprimanded for it. And this is because of their cultural norms. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN.